Third pack of Poro, second Mishnah, Chatzeros Hoy Yerushalayim Nuyas Agabi Sela. There were courtyards in Yerushalayim that were built on stone. The idea over here is we don't have one chash of Tumas Mace. There shouldn't be a dead body underneath it. Tachteim Cholol Mpnei Kever HaTahoyim. And underneath it was hollow in a fashion that they had oil, Agavi Oyel, to prevent Tumah from going up to that area. They have pregnant ladies and they give birth in that area, so the child should be born in Tahira. Makal Hashem is B'neim. He'll be brought up in that area that was pure from Tahir from Tumas Meis. Mevim Shvarim. Then they bring oxen, Velgabeim Glosses, and they have a door on top of them to make an oil to protect them as they're moving from anything underneath it, which, yeah. It's an extra chumrah. Yeah. The tinok is yoshim al gabeim, and these tinokas would sit on top of these boards that were on top of the cows, the oxen, and kosh shalevim biyodim. They have cups of stone, which is also not makabel tumah in the hands. The gilu shiloach, they went to the mayon hashiloach, which is a natural water natural springs. Mayim chayim biyodim emilim. They go down and they would fill it up with water. But all of the Yoshval Gabay, and then they go back onto the backs of these animals. Rabbi Yisa said he didn't even go off to fill up the water because of maybe there's a chashash, there's some mace in the shiloach. He just on a rope or a chain or whatever, he just have this cup, lay it down into the water, and then pull it back up again.